We are joined by Captain Steve Blankenship of American Airlines.
He's the Managing Director of Veterans Initiative out of Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, and it's great to be here. My first time at Oshkosh, and that arrival in that 737 Yellow Ribbon was just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I was noting that he really laid on that thruster verse, because if you're not cool unless you make that turnoff.
What's the neatest thing about this deal, guys, is we have a HUD in that airplane. He put the dot on the runway and just flew the HUD right in. Broke out of the clouds, and boom.
Good thing you didn't have run out of quarters about two-thirds of the way down, huh?
Absolutely.
So what have you got going on here? We understand this is a very special mission that you guys are on.
Very special time to be at Oshkosh with the 75th anniversary of the DC-3. And I just got to tell you, in case you don't know, for your personal and professional edification, and everyone to your listening audience, our founder of American Airlines, C.R. Smith, helped design that DC-3.
No kidding.
Was
nice.
Was called to active duty, a World War II Brigadier General, for the Airlift Command in the Pacific, and actually was in charge of flying the hump over China. I mean, so anybody that got in a DC-3 from World War II, our founding father, C.R. Smith, was responsible for that airplane. And we have a long heritage of support, as you know, with our military and our veterans. With that said, that's why we're here. Couldn't be a better time for American Airlines to be at Oshkosh. And then tomorrow is probably going to be one of the most awesome days in my life. Personally, my dad was a World War II vet, South Pacific, United States Coast Guard. Drove landing barges for, that airplane. You can hear it right through the old windows here, can't you?
Oh, yeah, that's aeroshell.
We've also got an outside mic, too. That's where you're really hearing it from.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool, guys.
But, it helps the ambiance.
But it's a, you know, it's a personal road for me, and I know a personal road for most folks in the United States who have a dad that served in World War II or a grandfather, and to be a part of Oshkosh this year saluting our military and our veterans is just absolutely wonderful for our great company.
So you're going to fill this airplane up with vets and take them to D.C.?
Take them to D.C. and they're going to bring them back all in one day.
Wow.
And you're talking about a logistical
challenge.
Hurdle and challenge. Yeah, but we do this all the time for our military and our veterans, our wounded warriors. We do the same. We fly them. And I guess one of the neatest programs that I'm proud to be a part of, our company's proud to be a part of, is Snowball Express. The Snowball Express folks, by the way, are over in your exhibitor center next to American Airlines booth. And what that organization does each year is we fly around the nation. Last year we took 8 airplanes off schedule, flew around the nation and picked up kids who's lost a dad or a mom since 9/11. And we flew them to Dallas for 3 fun, pack-filled days. Because it's the holidays, that's a hard time if you've lost a dad or a mom.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
And so we try to give them a little joy, a little peace in their life, a little healing, and get these kids together just to have a good time and to thank them. Hey, you know, Fast Eddie and Digital Dave, these kids didn't, when they didn't sign a check to lose a dad or a mom.
That's right.
They didn't.
And they're paying the price of freedom as well. So
that's exactly right. The families at home sacrifice too.
And absolutely.
A lot of people don't
understand. In ways
understand
we can't
that.
Imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a hardship. No doubt about it. You know, one day dad's here, and next thing you know, he's in a very hostile place, and sometimes mom or dad doesn't come home, and that's just a terrible tragedy. And, you know, the fact that American Airlines is helping to ease the burdens of that is just fantastic.
Now, do you guys do this all around the country? You run honor flights from different cities?
We run them all around the country. We do Wounded Warrior charters. We will start in D.C. We'll load up an airplane with Wounded Warriors from Bethesda, Walter Reed, and their families. As you know, these guys and gals roll in there, and sometimes the recovery is 1 year to 18 months. So we try to get them out when they're ambulatory. We'll stop down in San Antonio at Brooks, pick up some more than family members, and we'll, for instance, fly them for Vegas for 3 fun nights. Terry Fader, the Blue Man Group, free meals, entertainment, just to get them out of that environment and a way for us as being a good corporate sponsor and a good corporate citizen, most importantly, is to say thank you. Because, you know, each and every day we fly our airplanes. It's because of those men and women that each and every day are paying the price of freedom.
That's right. Exactly right.
To give us our way of life, to provide for us the opportunity to have free enterprise, free commerce, and the very fact that we're sitting here in Wisconsin, one of the largest air shows in the world, we've got men and women who today are paying that price.
They're in hostile places right this minute, And, you know, a lot of Americans take that for granted. And, you know, it's up to us to let people know, hey, they're doing an important job. They're keeping all of us safe. And even though we may not agree with the politics, we've got to support the troops, the veterans, and their families.
Absolutely. Speaking of politics, you know, we can disagree on politics, but one thing we won't disagree on is the utmost respect that we have for those servicemen and women who pay the price of freedom, and particularly those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And given their life for our country. You know, guys, we got 1% of our population, less than 1%, that's keeping the rest of us free. And it's easy to come to a wonderful event like Oshkosh and lose focus of that. So that's why I'm proud of your association. I'm proud of the EAA for taking this special event and dedicating this year for our veterans.
Well, I'm, you know, one of my hopes is that someday, somehow, somewhere, that we won't have a need for veterans anymore, because we finally will have learned to live in peace. I know it's a tall goal, it's a big order, but I think that as a species, as a humanity, it's got to happen for long-term survival. We've got to figure it out.
How long have you guys been running the honor flights?
We've been doing this for about 2 years, sir.
Okay, and I noticed your plane's got a special paint job.
We're very, very proud of our special paint job. On the tail of that 737 is a yellow ribbon, which signifies welcome home. And we have 5 of our aircraft at American Airlines and American Eagle, and we're putting some more on as well. And the question was asked downstairs, well, y'all just use them for events like this? And I said, no, they're in the system, and when they're flying regular scheduled flights. So if you'll go to LaGuardia, DFW, ORD, Chicago, and you'll see a yellow ribbon airplane every now and then. Well, it's with one of ours that's assigned or going through that city. We've got lots of other things that we do too. You know, we try to upgrade our servicemen and women to first class when the seats are available, of course. First in line for boarding. Admiral's Club, our premium passenger club. If you have an ID and a uniform, you can get in there. And of course, the thing that nobody likes is the bag fees, and we waive them for our service military men and women who are in uniform, because that's the least we can do. You got to figure that with over 65% of our pilots being veterans and over 10% of our workforce. I mean, right now we have pilots and mechanics that are deployed in theater that are part of the National Guard and Reserve, and we have programs, and they don't lose a thing when they go. They come back in status, and we do the best we can to take good care of them while they're all gone, because that's a responsibility. I mean, we're into this conflict for the long term. None of us like war, but as citizens, as individuals, and we believe corporate America has a responsibility to pony up and do the right thing and take care of those servicemen and women who, again, are paying that price of freedom.
Well, I guess then you don't have a problem getting pilots to fly these flights.
This is all volunteer crew, and I've got the best job in the world. I'm not flying now. I'm running this program with another guy by the name of Captain Jim Palmersheim. And the very fact that our executive committee took two guys, both of us, 20 years United States Coast Guard for me, and he was an Army guy. Don't hold that against him. He was an Army guy, and took us off schedule, gave us this job, and so you guys build a veterans military program because we want to give back. That says a lot about American Airlines.
I'm quite impressed.
I am too. I had no idea that this was going on. How did this come about?
It came about, I'd say, about 4 years ago. I was looking at our heritage of our company. I was looking at our customers, and I was thinking of the conflicts and 9/11. You know, we lost our pilots, flight attendants, and our passengers were the first casualty in this conflict on terror. And we don't like to talk about 9/11. It's a hard thing for our company. It's a hard thing for our country, more importantly. But I got to reflecting on the price of freedom that's being paid. And, you know, as a company, what do we do? We do cargo, and we haul people. We haul people and cargo. So our corporate citizenship, we felt, and I felt, should be aligned with our core competency. It's good to give monies to foundations, but in this industry right now, money's kind of short. But what we can give back is one of our core competencies, and that's hauling passengers, and that's hauling cargo. And I've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, and 6 countries in the past 18 months. I've been over 3 times, so hauling humanitarian supplies for our troops to give to the kids. Gary Sinise, who's playing here Friday night, his Operation International Children program. We've taken over 20 tons of product over there, Tony Orlando, the Lieutenant Dan Band. I went to Afghanistan with him back in November. And the neatest thing I got to tell you, since this is an aviation, I know we got about 30 seconds, is I was blessed and honored to escort and take Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Wow.
Gene Cernan, the last man on the moon. Jim Lovell, Apollo 13, the last living ace from Korea and Vietnam, General Steve Ritchie. And one of the neatest guys I ever met in my life was Bob Gilliland, the SR-71 test pilot, who worked with Kelly Johnson, the Skunk Works, flew every SR-71 off the assembly line. 84, we went to the USS Eisenhower, did a cat shot, spent the night, and just had a wonderful time, and then visited the troops in six countries in 6 days.
Wow.
That's a whirlwind trip if there ever was one.
So ask me fast, Eddie. Who's got the best job in the world?
You've got it.
I've got it.
Take me with you.
You need a baggage handler?
Shoe shiner, you know.
Hey, well, you guys
real
have
quick.
You guys have been a blessing.
Real quick, how do we find out more about you?
About American Airlines?
Or about the honor flights, like if a veteran is interested in trying to go.
You can go to AmericanAirlines.com. And join us, and there's a website there that talks about all of our veterans initiatives, and we'll get you hooked up and leave an email, and we'll get you hooked up with the honor flights.
Very good.
Sweet.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
God bless you guys.
Steve, thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
All right, this is Hot Start. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're, go ahead.
All right, you're listening to EAA Radio.